Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Revolution Radio. Just a note and a good day to say happy Thanksgiving to you and early Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be doing a show this evening and would just recommend that people go to some different shows this evening that are talking about the JFK assassination. In my lifetime, it looks like that was the major coup d'etat in addition to the ones we've had recently. So I think it's important for people to understand that history and where we are and what happened from 1963 on to our country, because we're still there now. Another announcement, there is a growing effort to essentially work with the a few red states whose voter fraud can definitely be confirmed and verified, and whose places where the military vote was specifically suppressed, to have those governors not certify the elector or the election so that the House of Representatives, or basically Obama, is not able to get in, so the House of Representatives will choose the president according to the 12th Amendment. Of course, we probably know what will happen. Is the House of Representatives will choose Obama anyway, despite the people's will and so forth. There is still an opportunity on January 9th, 2013, for one senator and one congressman to submit a written response or a written objection to the certification of the electors' vote. Just about everybody in the world feels like it would be quote-unquote career suicide for these people there. But I want to remind everyone that they don't represent us. They represent something else. They're the ones, this crowd of politicians who are running up the debt, not in our name, except that we let them go back and we continue to accept this current government as our government. Remember that with the swearing in of a usurper in 2008, we don't have a government. We don't belong to a union. But they have as much power as we let them have, and you can see it creeping all over the country and so forth. So I would get with your local agencies, local entities, excuse me, and begin to fashion out your own protection within the state that you are in, and to have that state do as much as possible to nullify bad federal legislation and so forth, to develop sound currencies and to move forward. I just don't know what to say about this current election, except a friend of mine did mention that perhaps what happened was that there was, in fact, martial law declared and the election was postponed. Because nothing went right with the election. We all knew Obama was going to win, or Ashley. We knew he was going to lose, and you don't cheat unless you know you're going to lose. And the big surprise is that, to me, well, maybe it's not a big surprise, but the election was stolen in all kinds of ways. Do you still want to go with this kind of system we have, or do you think we ought to return to paper ballots? You know, if they want a jobs program, this is something to consider. Those referendums would have to be in each state, and either by the state legislature or by referendum, to go back to paper ballots. Anyway, there's almost too much to say this evening, and at the same time, there's not enough to say about where we are. So I'm going to end the program very shortly. Encourage you to go over to Andrea Shea King's site tonight. She's had a good discussion going on about the JFK assassination, and I hope the show is not already over, but it would be a good idea to at least listen to the archives. There are some other shows going on, of course. So in the meantime, I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, and please accept my prayers and my blessings for your safety and happiness. And we hope that you will be well. Take care of your families. It's time to really start looking at where we are. So with that, have a great evening.
Son of a woman and man lived in strife. He was tired being for war. He was an empty cellar, door to door. And he worked like a devil to be more. Different kind of poverty, how upsets the soul. Night after sleepless night, walk the floor and I want to know. Why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven you away? Is she gone? Morning comes the sunrise and I'm driven to my bed. I see that it is empty and there's devils in my head. I give praise. Then a colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I catch myself just wishing that my life would take this.